Democrats in Oregon, others worked to frustrate Trump's immigration plans. By Warner Todd Houston on January 23, 2025. Oregon's top Democrats are planning a wide-ranging campaign to obstruct President Donald Trump's popular immigration reform, but they aren't alone. California was probably one of the loudest with its new budget of $50 million dedicated to Trump-proof estate. But Gavin Newsom and his cronies are not the only state Democrats scrambling for ways to oppose Trump's popular agenda, despite poll after poll showing support for the president's plans. Oregon Democrats have been scheming over ways to grind Trump down for well over a year. Already, as the state's Democrats have been holding regular meetings behind closed doors to dream up ways to put a halt to Trump's presidency. The state's top Democrats, including Governor Tina Kotek, Attorney General Dan Rayfield, Secretary of State Tobias Reed, Treasurer Elizabeth Steiner, Labor Commissioner Christina Stevenson, House Speaker Julie Fahey, and Senate President Rob Wagner, have all been holding regular meetings to plan their obstruction of Trump's agenda, according to Oregon Capital Chronicle. In December, Oregon's Democrat regime pushed out a sanctuary toolkit to educate illegals on how they can continue to receive freebies and government handouts, as well as avoid immigration officials, despite the Trump administration's moves on immigration. One of the state's chief weapons will likely be its sanctuary state law enacted back in 1987. But Attorney General Dan Rayfield has also vowed to take the Trump administration to court to safeguard the state's healthcare law that allows illegal migrants to sign up for state-sponsored healthcare programs. As noted, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom made national headlines when he convened a special session of the California legislature to push through a $50 million budget of tax dollars to be used to explore ways to oppose Donald Trump's presidency. Newsom was met with scorn, mostly because he called the session right in the middle of the worst wildfires ever seen that were then destroying Los Angeles. Far to the east, Illinois is also working to defeat any move Donald Trump makes, both at the state level and at some local levels, such as in Chicago. Only a day after Trump took office, Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker vowed to oppose Trump after the president issued a slew of executive orders to address Joe Biden's border crisis. Pritzker reiterated his support for illegal migrants on Wednesday and has noted he has not been communicating with ICE as it plans and conducts raids in the state. Many of America's top Democrat-dominated cities are also gearing up to oppose Trump. In Chicago, one of the chief targets for ICE raids in Illinois, city officials are vowing to continue diverting millions of city dollars to give free housing, health care, food, clothing, and schooling to illegals. In fact, just last week, the city council rejected an amendment to soften its sanctuary city rules to allow ICE to deport illegal migrants who have been arrested or convicted of violent crimes in the Windy City. Chicago is not the only American big city to reassert support for criminal illegals. Minneapolis, Minnesota, also moved to push back against the efforts of ICE to round up and deport criminal illegals. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara, for instance, recently reminded his officers that the city does not permit them to assist ICE in the performance of its duties. He also warned officers that they are not even allowed to ask suspects about their immigration status. Nearby St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter also noted that his police are prohibited from assisting ICE in any way. These localities and states are joined by Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and others in gearing up to oppose Donald Trump's agenda. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.